This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, the 50,000-watt blowtorch of the valley, KLTC in Dickinson, KTGO in Tioga, and again, of course, our flagship, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, 550 K-Fire, where you will hear the NDSU Bison. Yes, the Bison take on the Gamecocks Saturday in another national championship game. Fifth one in a row. How is that for absolutely incredible? As Governor Dalrymple said quite well last hour, they have the Bison number one again, heading for a national championship. Same time, the University of North Dakota hockey team is number one. It's good to be us. It's good to be us. It sure is. It's a lot of fun. And we're looking forward to being here for a couple of days of broadcast through, obviously, Saturday. Special broadcast on What's On Your Mind Radio Network, brought to you by our friends at First International Bank and Trust and Muscatel Subaru and Shields, Dakota Medical Foundation, Impact Foundation, the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas, Gate City Bank, RDO Equipment, the Brick House Grill in downtown Dickinson, as well as our friends at JW Kitchens in West Fargo and Dave's West Fargo Tire and Service as well. Senator John Hoeven will join us at the bottom of the hour as well. We'll see if he's got any wagers with any members of the Alabama Senate delegation. We have Governor Dalrymple working on a big idea that actually came from Phil Parker. Should be fun. Some more on that coming up. And, of course, your calls welcome at any point. Heard from some folks headed down to Frisco. Good to hear from you. Give us a call if you're headed down. Let us know how the roads are, how the conditions are, and more importantly, just, you know, how much fun you're looking forward to having here in Frisco, Texas. Our telephone number is the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, always welcoming your calls at 800-228-0550. You get a chance to ask a question of the athletic director of NDSU, Matt Larson. He'll join us in just a moment here. Fire it up on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. You can email us studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com or text Todd the Radio God Mitchell, standing by with your text at 701-226-8503. Matt Larson, athletic director at NDSU, on our newsmaker line as we speak. Matt, welcome back. How you doing?
Hey, Scott. Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
So another year as athletic director at North Dakota State, and another trip back to Frisco, Texas. Is starting to feel like the thing?
Boy, I tell you, you never want to take anything for granted, but it's been something very special. And to be here for just a little over 16 months and a second trip to Frisco and a fifth for a lot of the guys in the program and some of our coaches. It's just special. And you want it so much for our players. You want it so much for our coaches. You want it so much for our fan base. So to be back here for 5 years in a row and two for me has been pretty exciting.
So bring us into your world a little bit on just getting, you know, the team and the logistics and all the things behind what an athletic director has to do to move as many moving parts as have to be moved from Fargo, North Dakota to Frisco, Texas.
Well, the thing that's really benefited us is, you know, as we just talked about being here for now 5 years in a row, nothing to say it's ever easy to move 150 people and coordinate with alumni and all the events that go on, but it certainly gets easier with having been through it a bunch of times and so you tweak little things here and there. But really, ultimately, I mean, the most important thing about this weekend is the game. There's a lot of ancillary things that go on around alumni events and NCAA events. But for us, it's about playing the football game. And it's great to watch our guys, how focused they are, our players, our coaches. And for them, it's a business trip. And so that's the biggest thing, is making sure we're getting them down here. We got down yesterday and really before a lot of the NCAA events kick in today. So yesterday we were able to get kind of like that final workday practice where it's just us getting out there and going through the full practice. So it was good to get those guys yesterday on the ground here, checked into the hotel, kind of comfortable, went out to practice yesterday. And then today, a lot of the NCAA events start today with press conferences and team photos and more public practices and things like that. So we're excited to be down here. Everything went really smooth and ready to get prepared for Saturday.
And you bring all the players, right? Normally you don't travel with every member of the team, redshirts and the rest, but you've got 100-plus players you travel with, right?
We do. We brought all 104 players for a couple of reasons. One is to be able to have a full practice that we need to down here. You need those guys who are those traditional redshirts that don't travel with us on a week-in and week-out basis. So having them here is critical in terms of preparation, but also it's important for these guys. And we've seen the benefits over the last couple of years of having those red shirts here is that they get to experience it. And so they know if we're here, you know, when we come back or we go into the playoffs, they've now experienced that. They understand what kind of stage it is and kind of the process and the routine and some of those things. So it really is a dual purpose that it serves in having the whole team here. So those guys can experience it. They've been practicing just as long as everybody else has since, you know, that first week of August all the way into now. So it's certainly a reward, but I think it's something that is going to benefit the program down the road, having all those guys here.
Give me your take on the matchup. You know, a lot of folks obviously believe that the Bison will have a fight on Saturday, but how is that new, right? I mean, anybody that's in the national championship game is a worthy opponent and going to be a strong game, but is this a tougher opponent for the Bison than the previous four in the national championship, in your view?
Well, I think to your point, at this point, you know, I think no matter who you play, it's a tough team to make it through the gauntlet of the FCS playoffs and just how deep and talented the pool is. It's really tough. You get here, you're a good football team. And the more I've watched Jacksonville State, they really remind me a lot of Illinois State in terms of just, you know, a dual threat quarterback and a really strong running back, you know, physical defense, good offense and defensive line. So very much, very similar to Illinois State. And we all know that. You know, that was a battle last year with us coming out on the end there late in the game. So, you know, I think this is, you know, a fourth quarter game, and I know our guys will be well prepared and they'll battle the entire game, but it's going to be a physical, well played football game.
How many fans do you expect will be here?
You know, I think we'll probably have. My gauge is probably somewhere between 16,000 and 18,000 fans. I think we'll have, and that's. You know, whether that's all in the stadium or people have come down, you know, hoping to get tickets, don't have tickets, maybe outside the stadium. But Bison Nation, and it's funny, like we were watching the Bison tracker this morning and the migration has begun. And, you know, you see all the people coming from all over the country. Obviously, a pretty steady stream from Fargo, North Dakota. But really, you see people coming from both coasts, you know, the southeast and all over the country. And so we'll have probably close to 18,000 strong here supporting the Bison.
What kind of a contingent does the Gamecock crew usually travel with? How many fans do they attract in their big road games?
Well, I think this will be a little interesting. You know, I mean, again, their first time through, and I'm sure a lot of excitement for them. They took their entire allotment of tickets, which they get right around 4,000 tickets. From what I've been talking to the NCAA staff, I think they've sold pretty much most of them, and I'm assuming to their fans, although our fans are pretty well versed in getting on other folks' site and picking up some tickets too. So you may have a couple Bison fans in their allotment. But you know, they're about 9.5-10 hours away from here, so you know, very drivable, very easy to get here. So I think they'll have a good representation. I mean they were third, I believe, this year in FCS attendance at around 24,000 or so. So they have a loyal fan base. They have a strong and deep tradition of football success. So I think they'll be well represented here.
The mayor, Masso, told us earlier that they are asking for more tickets now. Obviously, gone through their entire allotment of 4,000, we're trying to find more tickets, but he was basically saying there's none to be had, right? I mean, there's none. At this point, you're not going to be able to get any more tickets, I guess. Right?
No, it is. It is completely sold out, and that's, you know, there's a couple benefits to us playing that Friday night, you know, in that semifinal game. As soon as we punched our ticket, a lot of our fans who didn't already have tickets, and a lot of our fans were very savvy years ago when they had the three-year package. A lot of our fans took advantage of that, and so they've had their tickets for the last 3 years. But I think having that game Friday night, soon as we knew we were there, a lot of our fans went out and got tickets. And so, again, just a savvy group, you know, our fans. And so I think they bought up whatever was available out there. So there'll definitely be a lot of green and gold in the stands cheering us on.
About a half a minute left, but I'm curious, you know, you've been here a little over a year now. What is your sense of, given the fact this is the fifth trip back for NDSU to this national championship game, of what the rest of the country and rest of the football world thinks about this?
You know, I would say when you talk to people, it's not a surprise, the success. You know, certainly when you're given the history of this football program, and I think just the quality of the athletes that are here, the quality of the coaches that have come through here, it's not a surprise. You know, but I think if you ask people, you know, and again, jokingly with some of my friends that, you know, at other institutions, they're like, hey, can you give somebody else a chance? And, but it's a lot of fun. And like I said, for our coaches and our players, it's something they don't take for granted. You know, somebody asked me earlier in the week, they're like, ah, does this get old? And I said, you know, if it ever gets old playing for the national championship, then I need to get out of the business. I need to retire because, there's nothing more special than having an opportunity to go and play on the largest stage in that particular sport and play for a national championship. So, something we certainly don't take for granted. But you know, as we've seen, I think people across the country have been very supportive of the Buys, and it's been a great national story for 5 years. There's a lot of people who had no affiliation in North Dakota State prior, but now follow the Bison. So it's been a great run.
Utah. Matt Larson, athletic director at NDSU. Thanks for the time, Matt. Good seeing you. We'll talk to you a little later.
Scott, thanks so much. My pleasure.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're on the edge of adventure, and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Mataje Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're rib fest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. They have some really cool assorted tin signs. You know, those signs that are neat for, you know, maybe like a basement, the garage, you're trying to spruce something up. They're really cool. $6.99 right now on special, in addition to all their great deals, all the time. at PetroServe USA, like that 4 for $4 deal, the pizza, the 20-ounce drink, the two cookies, $4 items, $4. And it's a hot stuff personal pan pizza. They're fabulous. So, great deal. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. We're live in Frisco, Texas today. If you're headed this way, as thousands of North Dakotans are, the plan for most folks, usually head down Thursday. I think a few people adjusted that with yesterday's weather and got down here a little bit earlier. We've heard from some of you, and welcome calls from more of you on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Text Todd at 701-226-8503 as well, or drop us an email with your questions or comments. Senator John Homan will join us in just a moment. And if you're down here, Stan's Main Street is where we've been broadcasting from today. Mayor Masso, the Frisco mayor, was so kind to recommend this fine spot and said it's a great spot. Bison fans love it. Been here a lot of years. So about a half mile from the stadium, Main Street, Frisco. Best burgers in Frisco, voted year after year after year, great hospitality. So come on by and see us. It's Stan's Main Street, right on Main Street, Frisco, Texas. Be here right through Saturday for all the great fun and our broadcast as well from Frisco, Texas. Senator John Hoven is on our newsmaker line. Hello, Senator. How you doing?
Go Bison. Go Bison.
There you go. You're probably doing that herd deal right now, aren't you? You got the horns
darn
going.
Darn right, baby.
I know you do.
I'm looking forward to getting down there. How's it going?
Fantastic. You're coming down, right?
Yeah. I'll be coming down tomorrow. I'll get in time for the pep rally tomorrow night, and then really, really revved up about the game.
So how many years have you been down here for the big game?
Come every single year. So I've been down there four, be down there for the fifth. And I tell you, you know, this is a tough team we're playing this year, this Jacksonville State. They, you know, they had Auburn beat in the final 30 seconds. Auburn managed to you know, win the game. But this team should have beat Auburn. This is a good team, and we're going to have our hands full. So we need to get down there and cheer them on.
So have you been stirring up any wagers with the Alabama delegation at all?
You know, I did, and I normally have a wager. And, you know, I've been having wagers with some of my friends in the Senate, like John Thune when we played South Dakota State and some of those. And the Bison been kind of romping on them. So some of those guys are getting a little harder to fish for a bet. You know, they kind of go, oh, geez, you know, the Bison are good and all that kind of thing. And so I don't, which I normally do. But, you know, I've just really been focused on the game. Like I said, I've been watching this Jacksonville State, some of the highlights and stuff. And I think this is going to be a tough team. And so I'm excited about what our guys have done this year, you know, with Carson getting injured and coming back. And Easton Stick, I mean, just you can't say enough about that. Redshirt freshman coming in and playing a great ball. And the whole team just coming together, playing great ball. Of course, Carson, you know, he's a wonderful player. We're going to see him playing on Sundays in the future. And not sure whether he'll be playing or not. But, no, I'm just excited. And there's a lot of drama this year. I mean, it's really exciting. This is big-time stuff.
Oh, and Governor Dalrymple told us the exact same thing. He was having trouble rounding up a bet. People don't like getting beat year after year. It's not a secret anymore. It's a little tougher. So you're in good company there. So what do you think Carson Wentz plays? That's kind of the big question everybody's wondering right now.
Yeah, I think he'll get in the game in some capacity just because Coach Klieman will want him in the game. Just, you know, the question is going to be whether we're in good shape and it's just for a play or two to make sure that he's had a chance to get in there and get out, kind of like he did, you know, the last game of the season where he had him run with the ball, you remember, and so, I mean, in some way, shape, or form, I'm going to say, yeah, the question's going to be whether he needs to come in, you know, and actually try to make sure we win the game. And that's a question I don't know. I think, you know, look, I'm no coach. I love watching. I never try to second-guess these guys, but my sense is Easton Stick will start. And if things go well, I wouldn't sense or anticipate a big role for Carson. But you never know. And, of course, Coach Klieman is doing a great job of keeping the other team guessing. I saw him do an interview, and he said, well, gee, we're not going to know until game time. And, you know, whether he'll know before that or not, he's certainly not going to tell anybody because it's part of keeping the other team
smart
guessing.
Smart move.
Yeah.
Jimmy and Bismarck on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Your question for Senator Hoven. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Yeah, I was wondering, what are your plans and thoughts on the executive order Obama's doing with the gun control measure, and then also with taking away Obamacare? If he vetoes, what are your plans then? I'll get off the line.
Yeah, Jimmy, thanks for the question. I'll start with the second one first. As you know, we passed legislation under the budget reconciliation that would defund Obamacare, basically end Obamacare, as well as defund Planned Parenthood. We passed that in the Senate. It's gone back to the House. The House passed it yesterday. Now it'll go up to the president. Obviously, he'll veto it. And the problem is we don't have 67 votes in the Senate, and they don't have a majority. They don't have two-thirds in the House either to override his veto, because Democrats will uphold his veto. And so that shows why we've got to really stick together and win this presidential election, so that as we move these kind of the kind of legislation I think the American people want, we don't have a president vetoing it. And so I anticipate he'll veto, like you say. We'll try to override. I think the Democrats will block that. And, you know, this isn't a rules issue or anything else like that. This is a constitutional issue. You've got to have two-thirds in the House and the Senate. And we don't, because Democrats will block and uphold his veto. On the gun issue, look, you know, Americans are very concerned about protecting themselves right now. They need to be able to do that. That's why we need to protect their Second Amendment right. And the you know, the president needs to spend his time focused on defeating terrorism and not making it more difficult for law-abiding Americans to exercise their Second Amendment right. So, you know, again, we've got a president who just has a philosophy that is, I think, the wrong approach for this country. He's about big government, big regulation, and we need to get back to the fundamentals like we do here in North Dakota, and that's limited government that empowers people.
Appreciate the call, Jimmy. Thanks a bunch, and others welcome at 800-228-0550. I see here we've got somebody wants to give a shout-out to a family member on the cheerleading team for NDSU. We forget, you know, there's more than just the team coming down. Hang on for that, Jeff and Williston. We'll do that on the other side of the break because we just have a very short time left. And Senator Hovind, thanks for joining us. Look forward to seeing you here down in Frisco, and also an update on two couple of key issues. One, the legislation on Obamacare going to the president, and also the situation has many of us concerned on the president expanding without the consent of Congress, more gun control. So thanks for the update. Appreciate
thanks,
it very much.
Scott,
good chatting
with you.
See
you soon. Go Bison.
There you go. The senator making his way with a lovely Mikey Hovind headed down to Frisco, Texas, taking some Bison football. All right. Have a whole half hour of your calls, questions, and comments. We're going to talk a little bit about whether UND fans can cheer for NDSU and who you think will win the big game and more. Come on.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Good morning, Mr. Spencer. I hope this email finds you well.
Hey, Donna.
What was that?
Your sleep.
My sleep? Where are you?
Good question. You look like crap, by the way.
Hey.
Just saying. I'd like to help, but you sleep on that busted pillow from college, and it's keeping me away.
I'm sleeping.
Oh, so you meant to put on two different shoes this morning. Rear-end that cop. And call your boss, Cheryl.
We're on a first-name basis.
His name is Larry.
Oh.
Get a MyPillow, Donna.
Your pillow?
No, MyPillow. It's a pillow customized to you, so it's yours. But it's called MyPillow because... Just get it.
Fine. Then we'll see how smart you are, sleep.
Yes, we will. Person talking to invisible nothingness.
Try the adjustable, washable, incredibly comfortable MyPillow and get the sleep you've been missing, whether you know it or not.
Okay, let's regroup on Wednesday.
Donna, get some sleep.
I'm on it, Cheryl. Make your pillow MyPillow.
Call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott or online at MyPillow.com. That's promo code Scott.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
If you're a UND fan, are you cheering for the Bison to win on Saturday? I am dyed-in-the-wool Fighting Sioux fan, UND fan, green and white, all the way, baby, 100%. And there is no doubt in my mind, you know, that it makes sense to say, I want NDSU to do well. Why wouldn't you? I mean, no, UND, NDSU game, a little bit different thing. But so I think it's sort of a no-brainer. And, you know, I get a little grief once in a while and be, oh, there's some Sioux fan you are. What are you doing down there? Well, my gosh. This is when there's 16,000 North Dakotans emptying out of our state on a January Saturday.
Exactly.
Where the story is. So we're going to go there. But I also think I'm not just here just covering a story. I'm here because this is cool. It is really cool. I don't think that's anything to apologize for.
Right. Like you just said, if 16,000 North Dakotans are doing anything in particular, we're going to talk about it.
So, anyway, do you agree or disagree with me, let me know. I'd love to hear it. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Let's get to Jeff in Williston here. He wants to give a shout-out to somebody that I think is already down here. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind?
This is Justin. And, Scott, I appreciate you having me on. I enjoy your show. I like that you get the politicians on here and you don't have to answer to us. I appreciate that. Go Bison.
Thank you.
My little brother, Ross Forsberg, is he's a good-looking, long-haired kid on the cheer team. So, pretty proud of him. Hard-working, driven kid.
I love that description. Good-looking, long-haired kid. As if those two don't normally go together, right? He's you're saying he's got that hairstyle down.
Yeah, he does. He's got the long hair. This is his fourth year at NDSU on the cheer team. He's going to school for sports management. He's wanting to work for the Denver Broncos, last I knew. So anybody out there with any connections, he's a hard worker.
Hey, Justin, appreciate the call very much. Thank you. And know that, by the way, when we do have elected leaders on the program, they're here for you to answer your questions. So, you know, we're going to ask a question or two about what's happening in the news. And today, you know, is not a day necessarily. I had one texter here that was a little bit upset that we wasted so much time with Senator Hovind talking football. In fact, the exact quote was, you wasted all that time talking about damn football. Stop talking about worthless stuff. But obviously, you know, it may be damn football to that particular person or worthless to that particular person, and that's fine. It's a big story to a lot of other people, and the senator coming down 5 years in a row, you're talking a little football. We invited all of our guests today to and tomorrow to come on and talk a little bit about football. We obviously did get some news in, and I thought two great questions from the caller, Jimmy, that called about Obamacare legislation going to the president as well as the gun control issue. So we got some questions in. Same thing with Governor Dalrymple on budget stuff and the economy and whatnot, but did plan to talk football today. But anyway, don't apologize for being critical of the program. If you disagree, we always welcome hearing from you as well. Don't mind that one bit. So, but I do thank you as well, Justin, and want to remind you that we always welcome your calls and commentary whenever we have guests on. So appreciate that very much, and congrats to Ross. We'll be looking for him, okay? Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550. Jeff in Newtown, North Dakota. Now, there's a great spot. What's on your mind?
Hey, it is pretty great here in Newtown. I'm the long-haired, the good-looking long-haired guy in Newtown. So, anyway, I do not have a dog in hunt. I didn't go to NDSU or UND, but the dog that I do have is that this gives North Dakota national recognition. So I do cheer for the Sioux hockey or North Dakota hockey, and I do cheer for the Bison football, and it, you know, this gives us the recognition amongst the big boys, the Boston colleges, Ohio States. It puts us on the map nationally, and that's what I like about it. Thank you.
Good call, Jeff. Yeah, appreciate that very much. Thanks a lot. Want to hear from others, and especially if you're a Sioux fan. I mean, just be honest. Do you cheer for the Bison or not?
A Fighting Hawk fan.
Okay, Sioux are done for this year. I'm sorry, Fighting Hawk fan, UND. Just keep it generic for now. The announcers aren't saying it. I guess we don't have to. Did you see that? That they have changed the places where they mention Fighting Hawks on the public address system?
No.
Which means basically they buried it. Like, you know, if you go a half hour before the game, you're going to hear Fighting Hawks in the game script. Otherwise, you're not going to. And I was there Friday and Saturday. I noticed that. They don't, you know.
You can't fit Fighting Hawks on every scoreboard, as you may have seen. And so it becomes.
Yeah, the short sometimes
Hawks.
The acronym looks a little.
Yeah.
A little dangerous. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly right. Oops. Anyway, that's besides the point. Here, what we're here to talk about is whether University of North Dakota fans cheer for NDSU in a big game like Saturday. Do you or do you not? And I really want to know. So call the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, or text Todd the Radio God Mitchell at 701-226-8503. And just let me know whether you do or not. Okay. goodness sakes. I am blessed to work with some humorous individuals here who make me laugh at things that are not always apparent. If you're a Twitter fan, you can see Mayor Mosso, who joined us to start the program today. Now, is this guy meant to be a mayor or what? His first name is Mayor. And he's the mayor of Frisco, Texas. Mayor Mosso was on with us, and he sent me a nice little photo of us. And so I tweeted it out, and he's retweeted it, and I don't mention that enough, but I love interacting with folks on Twitter. So, at Scott Hanlon, if you're a Twitter fan, would you follow me and join the conversation? Would love it very much. This is one of the many places that you can join the conversation here on What's on Your Mind. Lotto tickets are going to be the hot item between now and the next drawing, which will be, what, Saturday, I guess, right? So, you know, the Bison have a big football game on Saturday, and somebody's going to be $675 million richer. Maybe, you know, this thing could go to the stratosphere. Has there ever been a $1 billion Powerball lottery? There hasn't, has there? I don't think so. How would that not be insane if the thing goes to $1 billion? Let me ask you this, Manny. You said you don't buy one. I don't either.
Right.
Would you change your mind if it was a billion?
I'd consider it. I've always considered buying a lottery ticket. I've just never done it. Not one time.
Won't get around to it. When the big bucks roll around, do you find yourself more likely to buy a ticket? Yet another question that we need to Think about it. By the way, tomorrow on the program, Congressman Kevin Cramer will join us. We'll talk a little football, warning, for those who don't like that D-A-M-N football. We also are going to chat with Congressman Cramer about something we didn't get a lot of time to spend during the talk radio town hall yesterday regarding something he broke the previous week in our special broadcast from the Kirkwood Mall, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. There's another example, by the way, of a Sioux fan and a Bison fan. I just thought of that. Sorry, Todd, UND fan and an NDSU fan. Because Vince is an Iowa native, but moved here been here a number of years. But not like, hey, I went to this school, I went to that school. Huge hockey fan. I mean huge. And they have all kinds of UND stuff in the stores, pool tables and signs and, foosball tables and everything else. But big Bison football fan. So, to him, it's kind of like the previous caller called from Newtown. Not that different at all. Didn't think anything of it. But anyway, we were chatting with Congressman Cramer from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, in Bismarck a week ago. And he told us about the Department of Defense coming to his office saying, you need to know the Grand Forks Air Force Base is one of a handful of military installations being considered for 5,000 unaccompanied minors. Well, this is heating up. This is happening, and Congressman Cramer is having to push back against it. We didn't get a chance to deal with that much. We will tomorrow. We had a shortened version of the talk radio town hall yesterday. Chris Berg, who covers the Bison for Valley News Live, will join us tomorrow on the program as well. So look forward to that coming up on tomorrow's show. So stay tuned for that. We are brought to you in part today by our friends at Pfeiffer's. And you know what? If you are looking for an investment that will bring you out of some of these highs and lows. Anybody seen the stock market and what's happening? My Lord. China, thank you very much, as we talked about with Governor Dalrymple. But there is some interesting prognostications going on right now about what is happening in the stock market. But what I was starting to say is if you're looking for an investment that transcends all that, take a look at what land has done. And that's one of the reasons that Pfeiffer's is the go-to source for folks that are looking for those kind of investments because it's great land. They really know how to find these out, and they have a boatload of great land auctions coming up. Go to Pfeiffer's.com. That's the website. Or call them at 877-700-4099. Number again is 877-700-4099. Or online at Pfeiffer's.com. They'll send you all of their 2016 auction lineup in a wonderful catalog. But they got equipment auctions in Taylor, Carson, Bismarck, and Devil's Lake, some land auctions in McLean, Adams, Grand Forks, and McHenry counties coming up. So busy time at Pfeiffer's. So encourage you to give them a call. We have a lot of really, I'm just going to say it, cowardly UND fans in this audience, Todd.
Wow.
What do you think of that? They're not willing to tell us one way or another whether they're cheering for the NDSU Bison.
I've had Gopher fans text me today. You think that's because I'm cheering for the Bison. How can you not like...
You think it's because they secretly are?
And plenty of, when UND's in the Frozen Four or whatever, I'm sure plenty of NDSU fans do at least inside cheer for the... they don't cheer against UND at that point. And they may not day-to-day care about how UND is performing, but when they get to the Frozen Four, I bet they pay attention at that point and cheer for them.
Now, this fellow on Twitter, by the name of Eric Burton, stirred this question up and asked the question, big UND fan, but basically saying, hey, can we do this? Can we do that? Are you cheering for NDSU football this weekend? Explain. He says, drive for five. Not much there either. He was trying to stir it up, not really getting it. So, I don't know what people are afraid of. I am really wondering. But you have 5 minutes to prove your man or girl enough to do it. Man or woman enough for it. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550. PetroServe USA. When you wanna gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20 ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better.
Vince from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 isn't selling spas, but a better way of life.
It truly is, and we stopped selling hot tubs a couple years ago. It is every day made better because we know this. Every single time you get out better than you got in. You're really better physically. You're better emotionally. You're even better relationally with your family and, you know, with cell phones and everything these days. It's hard to get the kids to put that down. Well, guess what? They can't take it into a hot tub. So, and if nothing else, try not smiling in a hot tub. I will bet anybody $100 you can't do it.
And is it true they evaporate stress?
Physically, they do. That's just not a statement thrown out there to get somebody to buy a hot tub. If you ask the Mayo Clinic, they will tell you the number one cause of death on the planet today is physical stress. That's your, I'm going to get technical, that's your autonomic nervous system. So what happens is your body goes into fight or flight, your cells shut down, bad stuff is trapped in, and from there bad stuff happens like illness, cancer, and everything. Well, here's what hot water does 20 minutes a day, and you need to know this. It brings your body back into its ideal state. Your cells open up, bad stuff out, good stuff in. We also know that in the body there's 60,000 miles of circulatory system, and 101 degree water improves that by 121%. There is not a drug on the planet that can do that for you.
Hurry in to Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks 2.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're SimpliSafe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because SimpliSafe doesn't rely on landlines. SimpliSafe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to SimpliSafeDefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Texter says, I've lost one third of my wages, $17,000 plus, in August. And North Dakota Child Support does not recognize this in their 3-year exception rule. Your thoughts? I lost a third of my wages in August, and the North Dakota Child Support does not recognize this in the 3-year exception rule. So I assume, obviously, probably working in the, well, who knows, whatever position, but had a significant change in income.
and you say, well, it did dip by that much. I don't know. It's worth a question to powers that be. That's for sure. That's an odd one. We love challenges on this program. If we can take on an issue for you and get an answer for it, we're happy to do it. Love doing it. So always welcome your input on that during the show,
oh,
after the show.
God. Somebody just texted the bison are going to get skinned.
That is not a helpful comment.
Oh, goodness.
Skinned? And then the other one I just got sent was a link to a picture of chicken wing premium ice cream.
I'm not following.
Would you? Apparently it was like a dare. It was just a link, so I clicked on the link, and it's a picture of chicken wing ice cream. Would you eat chicken wing ice cream, I guess, is the question.
No.
No, would you, not even a little, one of those tiny little sample spoonfuls of it just so you knew what it...
No.
I know, it sounds gross, doesn't it? Really? I thought chicken and waffles was bad enough. Now we're doing chicken wing ice cream?
Our daughter Haley loves this little game. I forget even the name of it, but it's with the jelly beans, which have all these awful flavors, and then the same amount of regular flavors. And you play with two people and, you know... You either get one that tastes like Windex, or you get one that tastes like, you know, blueberry. You know what I'm saying? Even that little tiny thing, if I get one of the bad ones, I mean, it's just, like, ruin the day. Awful. So no on the chicken wings. No doubt about it. Pat and Minot on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind, Pat?
I'm just calling in about UND and your studio. I'm a UND alumni, and I flew to Florence, Alabama, won UND, won national championship, Division II. It's a very exciting time. And I do cheer and watch for the Bison games. I think it's, supporting the state team, and I think it's a good idea. But I have a couple friends on both sides that are just adamant the FBA impact. One of them said he wouldn't cheer for NDSU if they were playing a North Korea team, and this was like several months ago. But, we need to support. And so, I really think that, it's a good idea to support a state team for the national and the recognition they get. And then also one more thing is, 2 weeks ago I saw a Native American and Shields, and he had an NDSU shirt on, and he had a UND cap, or Fighting Sioux, exactly, Fighting Sioux cap on it. And I thought that was pretty good thing, especially for two deals to support them and then the Fighting Sioux thing. It's probably not going to go away for many years. So anyway, that's all I had to say.
Good stuff, Pat. Appreciate the call. Thanks very much. And I think you represent the vast majority of UND fans in that regard of being, hey, I'm gonna support North Dakota and everything else. If you're a super diehard, again, I consider myself a diehard UND fan, but I if you say I wouldn't vote, I wouldn't root for NDSU if they're playing North Korea. That's tough. Wes in Mercer County, you're next on What's on Your Mind, a Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Yeah, I'll make it quick. I just want to share with the county taxpayers in Mercer County what occurred yesterday at the Mercer County Commission. There was only one tax property that was delinquent that was on the agenda. And after that was taken care of, Commissioner Coit noticed the commission that he was aware of other tax property that was delinquent and wanted to buy it. And the chairman motioned to approve that purchase within the county commission. Commissioner Gunsch seconded it, and it was only because there was an astute reporter with the Bismarck Tribune that lives in the county and pays tax in the county that says, hey, wait a minute, I might be interested in that property. By state
this doesn't sound like we have enough time. We're literally up against the clock here, Wes, but I'm getting the drift. It sounds
the commission tried to sell the delinquent tax property at a county commission amongst themselves without following state law. And the state's attorney just sat there and let it go through.
Well, and that sounds like that needs a little review. Keep us posted on what happens. Appreciate the call. Sorry we're at the end of the program here.
That's all right. I know we're getting late, but Thank you much.
No. You bet. Appreciate the call very much. We're live in Frisco tomorrow. By the way, thanks again to our friends from Stan's Main Street. Man, right on Main Street, Frisco, Stan's, great burgers, best burgers in all of Frisco, so check them out. Also, we really want to thank all of our fine sponsors who've made this broadcast possible. First International Bank and Trust, Muscatel Subaru, Credit Union Association of the Dakotas, Credit Union, Shields, Dakota Medical Foundation, Impact Foundation, Dave's West Fargo Tire and Service, JW Kitchens, Gate City Bank, RDO Equipment, Brick House Grill as well, for bringing you this special broadcast from Frisco, Texas. The good news is we do this tomorrow, and we do this Friday as well. And also, by the way, I want to thank a new sponsor of the program, B-Mobile, a Verizon wireless dealer. How about that? We thank them as well. God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.